Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, December 6th at Aqueduct in New York. They have a couple of graded stakes, grade twos on the card that are part of the late pick four. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We take a look at one of the late pick fours across the country each Saturday, and it's at Aqueduct this week, and it starts in the eighth race with the New York Stallion Series race for two-year-old fillies. New York Breds, obviously, 7 furlongs on the main track. How'd you see this one, Jim?
Well, I thought Maker's Horse on the inside, looked awfully good. She broke her maiden at first asking at Saratoga. And then she came back, Finger Lakes, you never know up there, but it was a listed stakes race, and she caught a sloppy track, and she won fairly easily. They were getting to her at the end. She went off at 3-5. But 2-for-2, Mike Maker's a great trainer, and he's doing a really good job at Aqueduct. He's 35% so far for the meet. Santana takes them out back, so I think O is going to be a legitimate favorite in here. There are a couple of horses coming out of the same race. She's Country comes out of the Aqueduct turf race, and this horse has never been on dirt before, and George Weaver is more of a turf conditioner, but I think maybe taking a shot here, and Red Ortiz takes them out, so I think she's live as well. Braver Than You Believe for John Ortiz coming out of an Aqueduct sloppy track win, first time out and as a maiden at 5-1. And Rosario takes them out there for Santana. And Fancy Lights, the other George Weaver, he's got two horses in here coming out of the same race, and neither one of them have run on dirt. So there aren't any more turf races in New York until probably March or April. So I guess he's going to find out what they are made of, but neither one of them has run on dirt. That's a huge question mark. So I'm going to stick with those four. Hot Currency for Linda Rice and Flavian Pratt won at Aqueduct on November 6th with a 70 buyer and won by 6.5. So that would be my next pick if I took a fifth one.
I took She's Country on top for Weaver and Irad. Just was impressive in the debut race at Saratoga and then won a restricted stake in the third start. Like that one, I thought just slightly over O. That was the kind of the toss-up there for me. The Maker Horse that also won on debut at Saratoga and then won a restricted stake. So got a betting on, I think, really more leaning on Irad Ortiz's agent as putting him on the right horse. So I got the two of them. The other one I liked was Hot Currency, 1-6 in the third start, but now stepping up in class off that win where the other two have had some stakes experience. So I'm going to use those three and stop there because of going deeper in this next leg, which is the grade two Remsen for two-year-olds going 1 1/8. And I think this is the first time that any of the two-year-olds go 1 1/8 on the main track. To me, this looks a lot like a first-level allowance race disguised as a grade two stake. And so I thought that could open up some possibilities. And so I take a swing with a maiden from Todd Pletcher named Grittiness. This horse was touted a little bit first time out and just ran okay off some really good works. Didn't run well the next time, took a little break, and then came back and ran much better in the third start. Horses by Curlin, and now gets to go two turns at 1 1/8, and I think that will be right in the wheelhouse for Grittiness. Adding blinkers, that's a move with which Pletcher has some really good numbers. And that last race, there was no pace in a four-horse field, and I thought he ran on well and was finishing well to a stablemate who's in here named Courting, also by Curlin. But I thought that horse just had everything his own way, and I kind of like Grittiness a little more with a chance of getting a legit pace in here with a big field. So I think that one's a little dangerous as well. I like Grittiness better than Courting. As far as others in the race, I did. The three was fourth in the Street Sense, and that was a good field. The second and third finishers came back and ran well at Churchill last weekend. This horse has had 4 starts, so it's had a little more experience than some of the others. Talkin won the debut and then was second in the Grade 1 Champagne for Danny Gargan. So I think that one's a dangerous contender. I mentioned Courting, and then two horses that came out of the same race. Renegade lost on a DQ over Paladin and or yeah, that's the way it was. And so I take both of those because Paladin's trained by Chad Brown and Renegade's trained by Todd Pletcher, and both are probably horses with some degree of talent. And if they move forward, they could be in the mix here. And again, kind of what I see is not quite a grade two level group talent-wise at this point anyway. How'd you see it?
I agree with you, except for Talkin. Talkin ran second in a grade one at Aqueduct on October 4th. Now, granted, he was 6.5 lengths behind Napoleon Solo, but Napoleon Solo was extremely impressive that day. And so running second in a 9-horse field and was also stuck in the outside post. He's back outside again today, but at least he got a taste of that in the last race. So I think Talkin in here is going to be a deserving favorite if I had to guess the betting public. It's hard to bet when you're saying Chad Brown and Todd Pletcher have horses coming out of the same race that finished with it ahead of each other and there was a disqualification. So with Paladin and Renegade, I've got to use both of those, 87 buyers for each of them. And Paladin, that was his first time out. And he went off as a favorite at even money. Then the other one, I'm gonna stick with those three. I kind of like Probably Dreaming, but I don't like the 12-hole. Horse ran off three straight wins at Laurel and Delaware, and then first time at Aqueduct ran second in a listed stakes race. So Probably Dreaming would be my fourth one. But I'm going to take Talkin on top and then use the two horses coming out of that maiden race with Pletcher and Brown and leave it with those three.
Yeah, you make a good point about Talkin. I think probably trying to beat him at a lower price on the post position angle, that mile and an eighth from the 11 hole. But he definitely, that race in the Champagne is a much higher level on the class scale than what anybody else in here has done. Gets us to race 10, the grade 2 Cigar Mile handicap. It's a Cigar Mile handicap, 3 and up, flat mile, so that's around one turn at Aqueduct. Who did you like here?
Well, you can see why this Cigar Mile is no longer a grade 1, because this one, other than the 6 and 7, I took the three horses that have faced the best competition. I landed on Bishop's Bay for Brad Cox. This horse was able to win the 49er last time out. It went off at a little bit like 1-2, and won his first time off a short layoff. He's got a 103 buyer on a muddy track at Aqueduct back in May, so Bishop's Bay, he's got 90s all through his running lines with really no bad races. So he's 8-for-12 lifetime, 2-for-2 at Aqueduct, 3-for-3 at the distance, which is pretty impressive. With a, he's a miler, and this race hits it right between the eyes. So Bishop's Bay is going to be my pick with Flavian Pratt taking them out. Got to use Phileas Fogg. Had a 105 buyer in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Saratoga at 1.25. This may be a little short for him, but he does have a win at a mile back in December of 24, a listed stakes at Aqueduct, but that was a sloppy track. So I'm not sure that Phileas Fogg is going to have the kick to catch Bishop's Bay at the end. I think he might lead a little more distance. The other one I'm going to use is Crazy Mason. This one was disappointing. In the four-go, he ran okay. They shipped him over from Bing Crosby back to the west East Coast, and that might have affected his readiness in the four-go. But then the Vosburgh, he only had an 83 buyer and finished not a very impressive second. So I'm not sure Crazy Mason is going to step up here. He did win the Carter at 7 furlongs at Aqueduct back in April. So he's got the ability, and he's also got Ired Ortiz in his pocket. So I'm going to stick with those three. I'm going to think Bishop's Bay is going to be my top pick in here, but got to use the other two.
Yeah, I liked Bishop's Bay on top as well for Cox and Pratt. The horse has a perfect record in one-turn races, and that nice win off the layoff might well improve off of that. I took Phileas Fogg next, just on the high level of experience he's been in and has accumulated, and I kind of like the cutback to a mile from those longer races. It might help him a little bit. And I'm going to just stop with those two. I could go deeper, but to keep the ticket where I wanted, I might actually go 6 deep in that second leg. So I'm just going to use those two and try to get through. I really like Bishop's Bay a lot in there. The 10th race is another version of the New York Stallion Series. This was for the boys, New York bred 2-year-olds, 7 furlongs. I took Parker Boone on top, won the debut by 12 with a 77 buyer. Now, that was at Parks, but trainer Butch Reed picks his spots well when he ships from Parks to other tracks up and down the coast. And so I think that one could be dangerous in here. Spirit of New York has run well in New York bred stakes and gets a Red Ortiz. That's the 7. The True Legend, the 5, has run well in each of 3 starts. And they've all been on the turf, but if he can transfer that form, he could be right there. And then the other one I'm going to use is Chummers. It's Pratt taking the mounts, part of the appeal here. And this horse finished well with a solid buyer figure last time. So if he improves off that, maybe he could be in the mix. So I'm going to use those 4. How about you?
I'm going to use 3 of those 4. My top pick was Spirit of New York for Adam Rice and Red Ortiz Jr. Very impressed with how he has run in the 2 New York bred stakes. So this is the same level, even though the purse is a lot bigger. It's a $500,000 purse. Horse is 2 for 4. Finished a good 4th, only got to be a length and a quarter in the last race at a mile, cutting back to 7 furlongs. Has not been on the dirt. So you got another horse here that hopefully it carries over to the dirt. But, again, turf racing is out of New York for the year. So Spirit of New York is my pick. I'm going to use Parker Boone as my 2nd choice. I've got a question mark about the Parks, how good that bunch was that he beat there. He went off at 7-5 in his first time out, but he won by 12. So I don't care how bad you are or how bad the horses are. When you win by 12 and you run a 1-12-1 at Parks, it's a slow track. So I think Parker Boone fits well here as well. And then Chummers is my kind of a sleeper in here, coming off 3 turf races in a row. He didn't run very well at all in the dirt at Saratoga. They moved him to the turf, and he moved way up. So, again, it's another horse with turf form, hoping to shift over to dirt here in the middle of the aqueduct to meet.
What's your ticket look like for the late pick 4?
Well, I didn't have a single. I didn't even have a race I could narrow it down to 2. I spent $72, which is a little unusual for me, but I went 1-2-8-11. With 2-9-11, with 4-6-7, with 1-2-7, $72.
I did $72 as well. I did 1-10-11, with 2-3-4-6-9-11, with 6-7, with 1-2-5-7. So, best of luck if you are playing this late pick 4 at Aqueduct, or if you're playing somewhere else. There's racing now at Fairgrounds and down at Gulfstream Park. They're starting to ramp up. So, still plenty of good racing around the country. Best of luck
and
wherever.
And up at Turfway.
Oh, and of course, Turfway. Gosh, yes.
So they have 128 horses entered on Saturday for 10 races with 101 different trainers.
My goodness.
So if you can solve that puzzle, that's one reason we didn't do a late pick 4 at Turfway, because it's just like throwing darts. I think you need to watch that track up there for a while. And, first few races as we're taping this tonight have been fairly common prices, but no big bombs yet. So, but Turfway is very difficult, but you can get paid if you can play Turfway.
You got that right. And they got to have big fields, and so a lot of top trainers are putting strings there. So a lot of good places to play these days, so make sure you keep your funds in the Keeneland Select account so you can take advantage of it. And we will be back next week for another edition of the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.